It was the first visit by a Turkish head of state to Baghdad in 33 years, and both Iraqi President Jalal Talabani and Turkish President Abdullah Gül were all smiles for the historic occasion. Mr. Talabani, who is an ethnic Kurd and whose Patriotic Union of Kurdistan party, PUK, is the smaller of Kurdistan's two major parties, has been mediating between other Kurdish leaders to put an end to the terror activities of the Kurdish Workers' Party, which have long angered Ankara. The PKK, which has bases in northern Iraq, conducts frequent raids inside Turkey, provoking periodic Turkish cross-border reprisals. The PKK's leader, Abdullah Öcalan, is imprisoned in Turkey and has been sentenced to death on terror charges. During a joint press conference in Baghdad, Iraqi President Talabani told Turkish President Gül that Iraq would do everything to put a stop to the PKK's military activities, pleading in return for more freedoms for Turkey's own Kurdish minority. Mr. Talabani, addressing the PKK directly, insisted that it had one of two choices, either to end its military activities or to leave Iraqi territory. Mr. Talabani said Iraq's constitution bans armed activities on its soil. Any attacks on our democratic neighbor, Turkey, Mr. Talabani said, will be considered terrorist attacks and do a disservice to the Kurdish people they claim to be representing. He said the presence of PKK forces on Iraqi soil has harmed villagers from over 500 Kurdish towns, and the PKK must either lay down its arms or leave Iraq. Turkish President Gül told Talabani that he hoped that with the support of Iraqi leaders, especially those from Kurdistan, it would be possible to eliminate the cross-border activities of the PKK. It is our belief, he says, that within the framework of Iraq's central government, alongside our Kurdish brethren of Iraq's Kurdish regional government, we have reached an understanding to put an end together to the terrorist activities of the PKK. The French press agency reported that Gül would also be meeting separately with the head of the Kurdish regional government, Nisheerwan Barzani, to discuss how the new accord would be implemented. Gül is also scheduled to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki Tuesday to discuss closer economic ties between Ankara and Baghdad. The PKK has long been a bone of contention between both sides and prevented economic cooperation. Trade between both countries is approximately $3 billion a year. Last week, President Talabani visited Istanbul to urge Turkish leaders to approve an amnesty for Kurdish rebels, as well as according more cultural freedom to its own Kurdish minority as a part of the framework of a deal to end the PKK's terror activities. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.